So let's review. The Gemara continues with the sources for the Elu Nemarin B'chal Lashon, the mitzvah's kriya, which may be stated in all languages. Tefillah B'chal Lashon does not require a pasuk, but rather has a logical reason. Rachmihi, Kalecha Deboi Matzli. In tefillah, a person implores Hashem for compassion, and therefore may be said in the language that the person understands. The Gemara, however, asks that tefillah must be in Lashon HaKodesh for another reason, because Kol HaShoel Tzuracha B'Lashon Arami Ein Malachi HaShoros Nizkokin Loi, Lefi She'ein Malachi HaShoros Makirin B'Lashon Arami. The Malachim do not convey a tefillah that is stated in Lashon Arami or in other languages, according to some, because they are not familiar with it. If so, why is tefillah permitted B'Chol Lashon? Therefore, the Gemara makes the following distinction. B'tzibur B'Chol Lashon, if a person davens with a congregation, he may daven in the language that he understands. Because as Rashi explains, tzibur le'tzarech lehu, a tzibur does not require the assistance of the malachim. However, b'yachid b'lashon hakodesh, a person who davens individually must daven only in lashon hakodesh, because tzarech she'yisayuhu malachi hasharos, a yachid requires the assistance of the malachim. The Gemara continues, berchas hamazon b'chol lashon, because the pasuk merely states v'achalta v'savato v'rachtas Hashem lekecha, that one makes a bracha after eating, but it does not specify a language. Therefore, b'chol lashon shatim avarach, berchas hamazon may be said in any language that one makes a bracha. Shvuas ha'edus b'chol lashon, because the pasuk regarding shvuas ha'edus states v'nefesh kisechet v'sham b'koil olo b'chol lashon shehi shemas, in any language that the witness understands. And shvuas ha'pikadon b'chol lashon, because the pasuk regarding shvuas ha'pikadon states nefesh kisechet mol mal b'shem v'chichesh ba'misay as yetechet techet v'shvuas ha'edus. Shvuas HaPikadon is derived through Gzeres Shavah of the words Techata from Shvuas HaEdus, which we already know is B'chol Lashon. The previous Mishnah mentioned the sources for Ve'elu Nemarin B'Lashon HaKodesh, the mitzvah's kriya that must be stated in Lashon HaKodesh only. Mikra Bikurim Keitzad, because the pasuk of Mikra Bikurim states, V'anisa V'amartel Lefnei Hashem Lekecha, and the pasuk of the Brachas for Klali states, V'anu Halavim V'amru El Kol Yesh Yisrael Kol Ram, there is Gzeres Shavah of the words of Aniyah. Just as the Aniyah of the Levim was in Lashon HaKodesh, so too the Aniyah of Mikra Bikur must be in Lashon HaKodesh. And that the Levim recited the brachas of klos in Lashon HaKodesh, we derive from Gzeres Shavah from Matan Torah through the word koil. The pasuk of the Levim states koil ram, and the pasuk of Matan Torah states Moshe Yidaber v'elikim yanenu b'koil. Ma'alahalam b'Lashon HaKodesh, afkan b'Lashon HaKodesh. The Mishnah continues, Chalitza Ketzad, because there is a Gzeres Shavah from the Levim through the word Aniyah, as the Pasuk regarding Chalitza states, V'antza V'amra, and the Pasuk of the Levim states, V'anu HaLevim V'amru, Ma'alahalam B'Lashon HaKodesh, Afkan Aniyah B'Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that the source is in the Pasuk of Chalitza itself, which states, V'antza V'amra Kacha. The word Kacha means in this way and teaches Achatam B'Lashon HaZeh, that the Yavama must speak in Lashon HaKodesh, the language of the Pasuk. While the Chacham hold that the word Kacha does not teach Lashon HaKodesh, but rather Davar Shehu Ma'isa Ma'akev, all elements of Chalitza that involve action are Ma'akev. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Gzeres Shavah of the words of Aniyah works in the reverse. Mibayi L'Lagmur L'Levim D'B'Lashon HaKodesh, that just as the Aniyah of Chalitza must be in Lashon HaKodesh, so too the Aniyah of the Levim was in Lashon HaKodesh, and he holds that there is no Gzeres Shavah of the words Koil. The previous Mishnah describes the procedure of the brachas uklolas that were recited at Har Grizim and Har Evel, but first discusses the location of these mountains. Kivan sh'abri yisol ha'yardin uvol Har Grizim al Har Evel, sh'abri shamron sh'abitzad shchem sh'abitz la'loin nemoira. After the Yidden crossed the Yarden, they traveled to Har Grizim and Har Evel, which are located in the Shamron region, near the city of Shchem, near Eloin nemoira. As the Pasuk states, ha'loi heima be'eva ha'yardin, Eitzel Eloi Nemoira, and another pasuk states, "V'yava Avram ba'aretz ad mekayim Shchem ad Eloi Nemoira." Ma Eloi Nemoira ho amar la'alon Shchem, af Eloi Nemoira ho amar kan Shchem. The Gzeres Shavah teaches us that this Eloi Nemoira is another name for Shchem. The Gemara now elaborates on the Mishnah, which is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the Braisa. The pasuk that specifies the location of Har Grizim Har Evel states, "Haloi heima be'eva ha'yarden." Acher derech mevay haShemesh beEretz haKnani haYishe baRava mul haGilgal Eitzel Eloi Nemoira. Rabbi Yehuda interprets and explains these phrases as follows: Haloheima beEv haYarden teaches that meEvel Yarden veElach. The location of Har Grizim Har Evel is far west from the west bank of the Yarden. Achri derech mevay hashemesh, Yehuda interprets mevay hashemesh, as makim shacham bezarachas, where the sun rises, and Achri derech tells us that it is far west from the eastern side of the Yarden, where the sun rises. Be'eretz ha-Kanani ha-yeshiv ba'arava, in the plains of Eretz Kanan, elo ha-grizim ha-arevel, she-yeshivim behem kutiyim. Yehuda pinpoints the location and says that ha-grizim ha-arevel are in the area now inhabited by the Kutim. And Muhagilgal Eitzel Eloini Meire means Samach LeGilgal. These mountains are near the city of Gilgal, near the city of Shechem. Rabbi Elazar disagrees and explains the pasuk as follows: Haloihema Beva Yarden Samach LeYarden. The location of HaGrizim HaEvel is near the west bank of the Yarden, because the pasuk later states V'Hoyiba Avrachem Esa Yarden, as Rashi explains, Mashma Beva Yom. This implies that the brachas of Klolis be done on the day that they cross the Yarden. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar interprets Achri derech mevay hashemesh, makim shachamash shekas. The location is far from the west, where the sun sets. Rabbi Elazar now proceeds to prove his opinion by challenging Rabbi Yehuda from the remainder of the pasuk. He says, "We cannot say that Hagrizim Ha'evel are near Shechem, because the pasuk states that it is be'eretz Kanani, and Shechem eretz Chivi hi. The city of Shechem is in the land of the Chivi. Also, the pasuk states Hayishba Rav in the plains, while Shechem bein harim v'gvois en yeshvin." Shechem is in a mountainous area. Furthermore, the pasuk states Mul al Gilgal opposite Gilgal, while Shechem lay Ras al Gilgal. Shechem is far away and cannot see Gilgal. Therefore, we must understand this pasuk as follows: Lay baha kasav el haris lahen derech b'shnia kederech shaher lahen b'rishayna. In this part of the pasuk, Moshe instructed the Yidden in the proper routes to travel in Eretz Yisrael, as the Anani HaKavod had shown them until now. The word derech teaches b'derech lechu v'lo b'sadus ukramim. They should travel only on roads and not through fields and vineyards. Hayeshiv teaches b'yishiv lechu v'lo b'midbaris. They should travel through populated areas and not through desert areas. Ba'arava teaches ba'arava lechu v'lo b'harim u'gvois. They should travel through flat areas, not on mountainous areas. As Tosfos cites the Yerushalmi, according to Rabbi Elazar, shtei gav shushes haya asui. The Hagrizim and Har-Evel mentioned in the Torah do not refer to the actual mountains, which were indeed near Shechem. But rather, there were two mounds of earth that were named Grizim and Evel, upon which the brachos and klolis were recited. The procedure of the brachos and klolis continues in the next daf.